You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 248. And today we are going to talk about productivity hacks. Let me ask you a question. Do you struggle with being productive in your day-to-day life, not to mention your direct sales business? Do you wonder what those things are that you should be doing and focusing on each day to move your business forward? Well, if your answer is yes, you're in great company. It's a question I get asked quite often. So again, today we're going to talk about productivity hacks for direct sales. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello, it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I love sharing all things about direct sales, social media, and building a life that's successful, and we're going to talk about some of that today. But first, I want to ask you, are you stuck and stumbling in your network marketing business? I wanted to give a shout out and a thank you to Margaret Wiltshire, who actually interviewed me on her podcast recently. But she had this to say about my direct sales online coaching program. She put, "Jackie Elmer, a woman on fire. She's probably the hardest working woman on the internet. I stumbled upon Jackie Elmer in a network marketing magazine. Her story resonated with me, so I decided to look her up online, and what I discovered completely blew me away. I immediately signed up for her direct sales online program and her social media content programs at streetsmartwealth.com/coach. Her programs have everything and more to run a successful business online, not just in direct sales. Jackie lays everything out. She's done all the work for you. All you need to do is fill in the blanks. She shares her blueprint for success. Everything you will ever need is in one location, so her program is a must. If you don't achieve success after taking her course, it's because you didn't do the work." Margaret, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that. And so if you are stumbling, if you're looking to get your business online or whatever it is, I recommend you go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach, and you can learn more about me, learn more about my coaching programs, and what I have to offer. So with that, let's get into today's topic, which is productivity hacks for direct sales. Oh, I love this. You know, it's kind of funny. People ask me all the time, how can I be more productive in my day and in my direct sales business? What things should I be focused on each day? What are the best books for productivity and direct sales? Well, I got to tell you, I've read dozens and dozens of books. And so maybe I can just give a summary, because as good as any one book is, each of us kind of have to find our own way of being productive, and our current life situation and who we are and genetics even are going to dictate how that's going to run. So let me just share with you a few things that I've learned over time and a few things that have worked for me personally. First and foremost, it starts with your why. Without that, nothing else matters. This is the single biggest step that most people miss. And I'm going to include why and vision kind of all together here, because I truly believe that they're closely related and that if you have one, then you can and should have the other one. So first and foremost, I want you to think about this. What is your recipe for a big life? Do you have one? I want you to look around at your current life situation, where you are, what you're doing, what you're driving, where you're living, who you're surrounded with. Is that your recipe for a big life? Is that what you want? Are you living what you want? And there's not a right or wrong here. This is not meant to make you feel badly or second guess who you are or what you've done or any of that kind of thing. It's more than anything designed to open your mind, because it's important that you know what you want from your life, because this is truly the start of crafting your vision. And this again will become a huge part of what your why is. You want to create your ideal life first in your mind, and then you want to write down everything you want. I'm going to say that again. Write down everything you want. I want you to write down what income you'd like to achieve. What does your home look like? Where do you live exactly? Not just what your home looks like, but where in the world do you live? What city, what state, what country? Is it out in the country? Is it by the beach? Is it in the mountains? Is it on a ranch somewhere? Tell yourself more about where you want to live. What's your lifestyle like? What is your day-to-day lifestyle like? What do you do in a day, in a week, in a month, in a quarter, in a six-month time frame, in a year? Write these things down. What other material things do you have, do you want? What kind of car do you drive? Tell us about your relationships. Tell yourself about your relationships. Where do you give and how do you contribute to the world? What are your travel experiences? What are those things that mean and matter the most to you? Because this is the first step in giving yourself the direction that you need to go in. And I want you to, again, do more than just think about it. I want you to take the time to write it down. And then I want you to put it away somewhere that you remember where it is and you can come back to it later. Now, ideally, you want to make a copy of it and read it several times each day. But I promise you, just the sheer act of writing it down and then empowering yourself to take action toward it every single day, you can come back to that list typically a year later after you've taken the time to write it down and gone through that process, and you'll be amazed at what things you will have accomplished. Now, you're going to revise this and you're going to add to that list over time as you and your business grow. This is your vision and your why. Again, there's no right or wrong here. I don't want you to get sucked into creating someone else's vision if that's not the vision that's a fit for you. This is all about you and crafting what you want from your life. Next, I want you to use a realistic to-do list each day, and I do mean realistic. Now, women, I'm really talking to you more than anything, because for most people, we make this huge to-do list, and then if we don't get it all checked off at the end of the day, we tend to beat up on ourselves and feel like a failure. A realistic to-do list for most people is going to include 2 to 3 most important income-producing activities each day. Now, I'm specifically talking about your business here, but I think it's important that you also have on your to-do list other priorities in your life, whether it's your faith, your mindset, physical exercise, relationships, your health and wellness, your overall well-being. It's important to have those on your to-do list every day as well. Once you have that to-do list written, I want you to prioritize it and then get the most important things done first. Now, a little bit of side talk here on first. It's important also that you pay attention to your own peak times and do the most important things during these times of the day. Now, for me personally, I'm a morning person, so I like to schedule everything that really takes my energy, my focus, and my very best effort as early as possible in the day. Now, this can be challenging because I also like to work out first thing, but I've conditioned myself to work out more at different intervals throughout the day, making sure that 10 minutes out of every hour, I'm doing some form of physical activity, and I'll talk about that in the next show. I'm going to talk about my morning routine and my daily routine. And I've conditioned myself to try to get into working out more in the afternoon when I begin to have my lull in energy. I've definitely noticed that about myself as I've gotten older and moved more into middle life and that type thing. I have found that my energy typically tends to get sucked out of me after lunch, like from 1 to 2, right in there. So I've tried to start making that my time when I take my beach walk, because it lifts my energy back up. And by doing that, I find that I'm much more productive for the whole rest of the day. But you'll have to figure those things out for yourself first and foremost. And if you have children, I know it can be challenging, but don't forget to get your children involved in physical activity too. So if you take 10 minutes out of every hour, get them running in place with you, get them doing crunches, get them going on a walk, push them in the stroller as you rollerblade or walk or run or whatever it is as part of your routine, get your children involved in that too and teach them about the importance of self-care and taking good care of themselves from a physical standpoint too. So I know for me, when I work out in the afternoon, it gives me more energy later in the day. And the other thing that I've started conditioning myself to do is to go shopping after dinner. Because I have a tendency after dinner, I just want to hit the sofa, get on social media. I'm not a big TV person, but I find myself, there's a lot of wasted time in there. So I've started conditioning myself to, especially on Monday evenings, that seems to be my good time to do this. I've started conditioning myself to make dinner, and then boom, have dinner fairly early, and then I'm going to go hit the grocery store or run any errands or do anything that I can do with those stores that are open, you know, from 6 o'clock on. And many, many of them are. And that really helps me have a more productive day too. And I prioritize my to-do list in that way. Then you want to develop a plan of action and commit to it for at least 90 days. At least 90 days. It's really a 90-day span that we need to determine if something's going to be effective. So if you're doing offline networking, don't go one time and then quit. You've got to be consistent for at least 90 days. Give people the opportunity to meet you, get to know you, and to want to do business with you. Then after that 90 days, you can evaluate, see what you want to tweak, see what you how you want to refocus and that type thing. When I started doing offline networking, I committed for a full year to a bunch of different venues so that I could really weigh it out and evaluate over the year what was effective, where my time was best spent, and then I totally regrouped for this second year going in, and it's making me much more effective. Same thing if you're doing Facebook parties, Facebook events, social media, if you're doing Periscope, whatever you're doing, commit to it, work like crazy, let go of any fear for 90 days, then evaluate and tweak as needed. Now, I know for me, I've launched a new YouTube channel that's focused on fashion, style, fun, fitness, beauty, and it, you know, incorporates all in my makeup business. And I'm really specifically focused for women 40s, 50s, and on up because that's my age group and that's my target audience. So I'm letting go of any fear of getting out there and, you know, and taking that on. And if you want to go to the show notes, you can go to jackiealmer.com/248. I'll have the link to it over there if you want to go subscribe and cheer me on and that kind of thing. I'd be happy to do the same for you. Absolutely. Start your blog if you haven't and be consistent with it. I also launched a blog for my makeup business back in August, and it's doing really well. I have found it. Now I'm on page one of Google in certain specific keywords, and I'm working on it and tweaking it on a weekly basis. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miracle, but what I find more than anything, you don't have to be the best, you don't have to be the smartest, you don't have to be the cutest, shortest, tallest, wealthiest, sharpest, any of that, but being the most consistent and focused and staying committed to it will take you where you want to go. And that absolutely is the truth. So start your blog, be consistent with it. Blogging is not dead, contrary to what some people may tell you, and Google still returns the biggest percentage of traffic and leads to websites and blogs. Then social media. You want to do social media in small time breaks when you can't be doing anything else productive. And pay attention. Spend a week writing out what you do on a day-to-day basis. How much time are you spending watching and oohing and aahing and sharing those cute puppy, dog, and kitty cat videos and that kind of thing? And then ask yourself, is this moving me forward in my business? So do social media in small time breaks when you can't be doing anything else productive. The three most important things in any day for your direct sales business are to reach out to a certain number of new contacts each day, whether your party plan or your network marketing or what it is, make a few contacts each day about your products and about your business. Then you also want to be focused on following up with previous contacts. And then you want to be reaching out to customers and team members each and every day and, you know, solidifying that bond, being of good customer service and keeping yourself top of mind. I could speak all day on, you know, income producing activities and those things that you should be focused on. But the most important thing is to focus on those key things that matter most in your business and find those things and those times and those way of doing things that work best for you. You know, there are many ways to find success in this business, and everyone has obstacles, everyone has challenges that we deal with. But I truly believe that those are just a test, because where there's a will, there's a way, and obstacles and challenges are meant to be overcome. Now, I mentioned before in the next show, I'm going to be sharing with you my morning routine, my daily and weekly action plan, and kind of how I lay things out. Again, you'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/248. I'm working on a new project. I mentioned it in the last show, my 100 Wealthy Women project. You can go to 100wealthywomen.com if you'd like to know more about it. I'm seeking specifically women, obviously, who want to partner with me in my company, build something on a global basis. So if you're in the mode, if you're looking, would love to have you visit that, 100wealthywomen.com. There's a short video, a form that you can complete, and we'll see if we're a fit. I'm not a fit for everybody, but I might be a fit for you. So I would love to hear what your project is. What are you working on? Send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. Post it over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. That's my generic Facebook page. And I have to tell you, I'm going to be sharing some fun stuff with you over time. I've hired a business coach to train me on Facebook advertising, and I'm building up my makeup Facebook page and, you know, building, really working to build it up. And I'm using Facebook ads and learning a whole lot about that. So that's it for today's show. I really appreciate you being here. If you found value, share this, pass it along to someone else who might find value too. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.